Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi and I'm joined by my co-host Olivia.
Today we're going to talk about state taxes, in particular state income taxes and how they differ from federal income taxes.
States also have the power to tax real property, estates, and inheritances, and put sales tax on goods produced, bought, and sold in just one state.
Real property taxes are the same as real estate taxes. They're taxed on most properties and paid to state or local governments, and of course, fund programs in your locale.
Real estate taxes work differently in each state, but to a similar extent, based on the value of your property, the rates are different for each state. It's important to know about these since they can have an impact on your monthly budget, especially if you own a home.
These taxes are usually charged once or twice a year, but you can always set up an account to hold monthly payments for when the entire tax is due so that you don't have to come up with the money all at once.
Some of the lowest property taxes are in Hawaii, Alaska, and Colorado at 0.32%, 0.4%, and 0.55% respectively. On the other hand, New Hampshire, Illinois, and New Jersey have the highest property taxes at 1.93%, 2.08%, and 2.23%.
Rashmi and I are from Connecticut, which has the fifth highest property tax at 1.79%. I'm not excited to own a house right now.
Neither am I. I'm moving out of Connecticut. You can find property taxes for your state online. We are using 2023 data from taxfoundation.org.
Similar to real property or real estate taxes, these terms are interchangeable, but slightly different are personal property taxes. These refer to taxes on movable property, like vehicles, RVs, campers, all of that stuff.
States also have the power to impose taxes on estates and inheritances. They are paid by the inheritor of a property on your right to transfer ownership of a property after death.
Only a few states have an estate tax, and even fewer, only 7 states, have inheritance taxes. Most states have been phasing out of issuing these types of taxes.
The majority of states do, however, have state income taxes. These are similar to federal income taxes and paid based on any income you make in a certain state.
42 states issue a state income tax: Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming don't have one, and New Hampshire is set to join these states by not having one in 2027.
State income taxes are paid in 4 installments and are based on adjusted gross income after all deductions are taken out. Usually, they are based on the state in which the income is earned, although some states allow outside income to be taxed in your state of residence.
Interestingly, you can still be taxed if you work remotely for a company you've previously commuted to in a different state. So let's say, since we're in Connecticut, we used to commute to a company in Massachusetts. But if you started to work remotely afterwards, you can still get taxed for that. In October 2020, New Hampshire sued Massachusetts for enacting a law that allowed this. However, in June of 2021, the Supreme Court rejected New Hampshire's lawsuit, meaning that you can be taxed for working for a company in a different state, even if you are working from home.
You are protected from double taxation based on a previous ruling by the Supreme Court and Comptroller of the Treasury of Maryland versus Wine in 2015.
About a third of a U.S. household's taxes are going to state and local governments. These governments collect around $1.8 trillion in tax revenue per year.
Over half of state and local tax revenue goes to funding education and healthcare for low-income families. This spending keeps communities running.
States are the main funders for the nation's public K-12 schools, of which around 51 million students attend. Around a quarter of state spending goes to this, on average around $316 billion per state. States provide grants to school districts, which are then used to fund school programs, pay teachers, and pay off school costs. All of this coming from your taxes. The federal government only provides a little bit of funding for public schools.
States also fund higher education by supporting public community colleges, universities, and vocational institutes.
And of course, much of the funding goes to healthcare programs through programs like Medicaid and health insurance for children.
The remainder of the budget goes towards transportation, corrections, assistance for struggling families, public employees, and general aid. State funding from state taxes builds and repairs road systems as well as public transit.
Of course, these are general statistics, and spending can vary from state to state. One state might spend most of their local taxes on transportation, while another only spends part of it. But overall, states take tax dollars to fund programs that keep the country running and put together the services that we use on a daily basis.
Next time, we'll look at specific new programs that our tax dollars are going towards. Understanding where our tax dollars go makes sure we realize that although taxes aren't taking up a lot of our budget, they do go toward beneficial programs. Stay tuned for our next episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Rashmi Olivia. Cash it off.